Now time for our Valley Heights locker room chat here on KMZA 92.1 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman. We're joined now by the Valley Heights girls basketball coach. That is Jordan Brockstrom. As always, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. A great game against two very good teams on Tuesday night. Coach, you guys traveled to Nemaha Central. Thunder able to prevail 39-37. First loss of the year for you guys. You sit at 3-1, but seemed to be a very good game on Tuesday night, which the Thunder came out on top.
Yeah, and it was really a competitive, well-played game. Went down to the wire. Nemaha Central's, they're a disciplined team, and I thought they ran some really nice sets against us that got us in difficult positions defensively. And I think their size hurt us a little bit. We didn't always rebound too terribly well. And down the stretch, they just made some more plays than we did.
Well, let's talk about just kind of where we're at. Again, you guys win the first three games of the year. You play a tight game with Nemaha Tuesday night, and you lose, again, by 2 points. How would you assess here the first few weeks of the season? Again, there were certainly expectations for your team coming in, still a top-five ranking in the 2A classification. But as we get ready for the holiday break, how do we feel how the team has played through four games so far?
I think our girls' effort has been phenomenal in the games that we've played. I mean, they're really, really playing hard, and I've been pleased with how they've shared the ball offensively and how the ball's moving. We're doing a pretty good job in transition. Defensively, we're doing okay. We've got some things to work on that end of the floor. But overall, more than anything, I'm just pleased with the girls' effort.
Seems like effort. So kind of going into the next question, I was going to say, what's one thing you've really liked from your team so far, and what's thing you really see from your team that you really need to improve on here in these next few weeks over the holiday break?
Well, as I mentioned, there's a bunch of things I like from this group, and one is, as I mentioned, their effort's phenomenal on night in, night out. I mean, they're real competitive kids, and one thing I like about this group is they go into every contest expecting to win the game, and they hate to lose. They're extremely competitive. And then another thing I've appreciated from them early in the season is they're moving the ball well. We're sharing it. We're playing an unselfish style of ball, and kids are looking for their opportunities to contribute and score. So those are some things that I've liked from the team. Some things that we need to work on. We are always going to need to improve defensively, and that's something that's going to get better and better as the season goes on. And at times, ball security. We're trying to make the right play, and sometimes we need to make a few better decisions, be a little stronger with the ball in the offensive end, and limit some turnovers. But overall, it's been a good start.
Play a really good team on Tuesday night. You get another really good team on Friday night to close out the 24 portion of the schedule. You guys go to Centralia. They have been just a power here early on in the year, and they have played a really daunting schedule, and you know they just continue to win. And obviously, they got a high ranking for a reason. And just a lot to dissect with this Centralia team, and a huge test for you guys going into the holiday break.
Yeah, I know that Centralia is phenomenal. They've got all the pieces to be a successful team. They've got nice size. They've got a great point guard. They've got great team speed, and they've got good outside shooters. So, I mean, it's a real test, and it's one that we're looking forward to. And we're fortunate to play them the last game before break, because I think it's gonna test us in a way that's gonna show us some things that we need to improve on and work on as a team. But no doubt our girls are competitive in nature, and we're gonna approach Friday with tenacity on our end. And we have intentions to give Centralia one heck of a challenge, and I know it'll be a good game. Their girls play hard, and our girls play hard. And if you just look at the years we've had games against them, it's usually close, and it usually comes down to the wire. And that's what makes it such a good contest.
Coach, we'll get you out of here on this, and we appreciate it as always. Obviously, Christmas right around the corner next week. Get a little bit of time with the family and friends. But what is your just pretty easy question here, but just your favorite part about the Christmas holiday?
Well, more than anything, my favorite part about Christmas holiday season is, one, to kind of take a step back and reflect. And two, also, well, number one is spend time with family and have some more time to breathe a little bit and step back and reflect on things and all the things that we're appreciative for. And from a basketball perspective, take a step away from it and kind of dissect some things and come back to work. So now it's just nice to have a little bit of time to breathe.
There it is, Valley Heights girls basketball coach. That is Jordan Brockstrom, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. The Mustangs and Panthers on Friday at Centralia. It'll be our feature contest on 92.1 KMCA, but a top five showdown in the TVL should be a good one on Friday night. Coach, thanks again for the time here in 2024. We'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.